Well, now eventually we get up to Passchendaele, and
well, after the summer of 1917, we were told that we were going back up in the Passchendaele area. We trained for that for several weeks, and when we got in the area, we learned via the underground that the efforts on behalf of the army as a whole had not been too successful. However, our job at Passchendaele, and it took us a very considerable length of time to get up into our jumping off positions, as the area was full of shell holes, and the shell holes were filled with water. In some cases, the shell holes were 10 and 15 feet deep, so that we had to be very careful as to how we moved forward. And the method of going forward was in single file over the buckboards.
In this Passchendaele business, what did you get to when you got forward into a jumping off position? Did you have just another hole in the mud?
Well, we just skirted the holes.
Uh-huh.
And then when the barrage started, why, we moved forward as best we could, skirting around these shell holes.
What was your objective now at Passchendaele?
Well, the objective of the 4th Canadian Infantry Battalion was a section of Passchendaele Village. And Passchendaele Village was infested with concrete pillboxes, which created tremendous casualties. At Passchendaele, as I recall it, the battalion went in full strength, and our losses were extremely heavy. In my own company, the 4 platoon officers were... One was killed and 3 were wounded, so that I was the only officer who came out of the company alive. However, we reached our objective, and shortly after that, the winter season coming on, the campaign came to a close. Mm-hmm. But my recollection of Passchendaele is that it was a hell hole.
The village itself was...
Many men who were wounded... Walking wounded, going back to the field resting stations or hospitals, would become weak, and they would miss their footing on the duckboards, fall into a large shell hole full of water, and be drowned.
The village of Passchendaele itself, which I suppose had been pretty badly shelled, was on a little rise, was it?
It was at the top of the Passchendaele Ridge.
So that it wasn't itself.
Which commanded the whole country.
Mm-hmm. So that you would, after you got through the mud, you would have to climb up this smallish hill?
Well, it...
Into the pillboxes?
Well, we had to surround these pillboxes and knock them out. That is, those that were not knocked out by the artillery.
When you attack a pillbox is a pretty solid piece of cement with a hole in it out of which comes a machine gun. That's the usual sort of pattern, or there may be rifles as well, but there generally is a machine gun. If you've gone to all that expense, you put a fairly biggish gun into a pillbox. How would you attack such a pillbox? If you're an officer commanding coming up with troops, and there are 3 pillboxes across the road, what would you do in the way of a plan?
Well, in the case of one of the pillboxes on my company's frontage, which was giving us considerable difficulty, it was decided to skirt around to the right and get behind the pillbox, which was eventually done, and then several bombs were t- tossed down into the pillbox from the rear and killed all the Germans inside.
The Mills bombs, I suppose, yes. They would be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, so, now, Passchendaele was a terrible time for everyone, and I think that...
Well, it was the most ghastly attack in which I ever participated. Mm-hmm. Because of the conditions. Mm-hmm. And the fact that men who were wounded didn't have much of a chance to get out. And if they tried to get out, in many cases, they just were drowned.